Weekly Show, and it's live, and it's on, or live, and also it's a Sunday. I mean, it's a Friday at noon, and that's when we always bring Frank Fiore on to interview people. You never know who you're going to interview. Frank Fiore, how are you, man? What's going on?
Good. Doing good.
You know, and it's interesting guests that we have come on the show, and I want Frank's feedback. Different walks of life in so many ways that you ever thought you'd interview on a podcast or radio show and TV show, right?
No, we went everywhere from mystics to technologists.
Exactly. And entrepreneurs, two people. But our guest today is a tattoo artist based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And he co-owns Crash and Burn Tattoos. I'm excited. He's going to tell his story. Evan Mondu. Evan, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. So tell me the journey of tattoos. I could see you have some tattoos. So how did you always want to be a tattoo artist?
No, absolutely not. It was kind of a turn of luck type of thing. I had enough money one day to either pick up something or pick up a tattoo kit. And I ran with the artistic side. I've always been an artist, but I'd never really thought about being a tattoo artist. It's just something that sort of happened. I made a couple quick bucks and I realized, hey, like, this is kind of cool. I'm going to stick with this. And it's been 13 years now.
Wow. And what makes you, like, when you first started in tattoos, did you ever want to get your story out when you first owned a tattoo place or not really, or you waited?
You know, so when I started, it was still pretty underground. It was kind of a need to know basis, who's a tattoo artist and who's not. Especially I was young, right? I was about 19 years old when I started. The thought of sharing my story to the mainstream, to social media, to anyone was kind of taboo. You know, it was kind of, don't tell anyone. If they know, they know.
And that's interesting, because you're right, tattoos have kind of gone the mainstream. I'm going to talk about how you maybe could tap me up when I go see Lefty out there and get a tattoo. I have one tattoo, a Tasmanian devil spinning a basketball, but as my making my comeback into professional wrestling and trying to be an actor and, you know, continue to be this brand, I think it's time for me to get tatted up. But go ahead, Frank, with question you have for Evan.
Yeah, right. I know very little about tattoos, but that was,
you don't have any tattoos, Frank?
No, none whatsoever. No, okay. No.
None, yeah.
I'm not that generation, okay? At any rate, I suspect there are different techniques or different ways of doing tattoos. I mean, kind of enlighten me a little bit. Obviously, it's not just sit down there and I'm gonna just put the needles into you. I mean, what are the different, are there different techniques, different approaches or anything like that on tattooing?
Oh, yeah. Each tattoo is a different approach, really. There's so many different styles. There's, you know, there's people who do ultra realism. It looks like a painting on the skin. There's people who do the old school sailor tattoos, hand poking. There's the taburi. There's tribal tattooing. It's endless. So everyone is going to get their own unique experience when they get a tattoo.
What is the most difficult type of tattoo?
I'd say something along the lines of photorealism. So say you wanted to get your own face on you. If I mess up one single shade on that, you're going to notice that it doesn't look like you.
Now that's what we need to see, a Frank Fiore tattoo of himself on his back. That would be the perfect thing for the Westerns. Everyone, yeah. Okay.
I don't mean to be really funny, but I see these women walking around or these guys walking around with, you know, words, you know, and yes. And I'm always approach them and go, I'll pay for this tattoo if you put www.frankfiore.com.
Hey, someone might do it. You keep asking, someone's going to say yes.
Are you seeing, so the expense?
My way, and I'll do it for you.
So the thing is, Evan, this is the other thing. It's expensive for a tattoo. I remember my Tasmanian devil. I was pulling out shekels in college, and the late Moose tattooed me in Penn Hills and outside in Pittsburgh. And it was painful. I don't like needles. Oh, yeah. And it was on my ankle. So right by the bone, that did not feel good. Is it better? Is it less hurting on other parts of your body for tattoos?
Yeah. So you picked a really terrible spot for your first tattoo. anywhere on the bone, the ankle, the foot, the wrist, anywhere where it's very thin skin, you're going to feel it 10 times more than on the back or on the arm. As far as expensive, yeah, it's an investment. It is. It's you're treating your body like a temple, right? Like the Sistine Chapel. You're painting it up, and it's quite an investment if you want the right work done.
So what are the tattoos range now?
I'd say the average hourly rate in Toronto, at least, is about $150 to $200 per hour.
Okay. So, so if you wanted a tattoo done and took 4 hours, so I guess you do the math, it's still not too expensive, man. I mean, see, you're doing an hourly. A lot of people charge per tattoo, and that's the price.
Yeah. How that gets broken down usually is they'll take the hourly, say it's a 5 hour tattoo, instead of charging you $1,000 for it, we'll do a flat rate, whatever we agree on. That way everyone knows what they're spending, what they're making. There's no at the end of it, oh, I don't have enough.
I'm definitely have to continue to get firmed up. Maybe the next tattoo will be on my bicep, Media Giant. So I will be
there
ready
to go
for it. But see, this is the other thing. He's an artist as well, Frank. So the thing is that we don't give tattoo artists the credit they deserve because they're artists as well. Because guess what? If we could have people doing our graphics on our books as well as they do designs, they're graphic designers, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and tattoos go back, what, thousands and thousands of years?
Thousands, since the beginning of time, my friend.
Yeah, did Cleopatra have any tattoos?
None visible that we know of.
Did the techniques change?
It's also good. Okay, go, Frank.
Now, did the techniques change at all over those thousands of years?
I think so. We introduced electricity.
Oh.
So, Evan, now also it's dangerous to go to places without doing your research for tattoo artists, right? Because they can.
Oh, for numerous reasons. Yeah, for numerous reasons. I mean, there's the overall sanitation. The quality of the art, how long has the person been doing it, what's their sort of, it's an intimate experience too, right? You're going to be with this person for at least an hour of one-on-one time. You want to make sure that they're a decent person. So there's a lot that goes into picking your tattoo artist. Like, I know a lot of people who do incredible artwork, but, you know, you hear stories that makes you not want to go get the tattoo by then.
right. Because you're going to get potentially HIV or some sort of thing because if you're sharing needles. It's bad for needles for anything. Maybe disease or, God forbid, they screw your freaking body up and then you have to get it removed.
Yeah, luckily everything is single use now. We don't reuse. Definitely make sure your artist is not reusing needles.
Okay, so we'll put that as a
tip. Even saving much money by doing that. That's all single use. Everything that goes into the tattooing is single use now, right? There's still some bad practices out there, of course, but for the most part, it's a relatively safe experience these days.
All right.
If you go to someone reputable.
What about the removal? I mean, can you really remove the tattoo without showing any after effects?
Oh, yeah. There's laser removal has come a long way as well. I used to have a tattoo right here on my face that you can no longer see.
No, I can't see it at all.
Yeah, I got that laser removed 6 years ago, and it hurts 100 times more than a tattoo. So it definitely makes you rethink your next tattoo.
Now my wife scars very easily, okay?
Yeah.
And her pigments go away real fast. And she had a white mark all the way across her lip from previous whatever she was doing. And she literally has, about once every 6 months, she goes to this one woman that will tattoo using the tattoo techniques to get her back to the flesh. So there is a medical use for it too. It's just not just...
There is.
All right. So let's talk about, Evan, to finish up, your story. Again, Lefty, my filmmaker, is going to be doing a documentary that you're working on. What story do you want to tell people? Especially, you know, I don't know how many podcasts you've done. This might be one of the,
but you're doing great. Explain.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and tell us what you're looking in story-wise for yourself.
So story-wise is, I'm very heavy into the recovery, like, addiction recovery as well. So, my tattooing, a lot of my clients are in the program, the 12-step program. They use tattooing as sort of a therapy, right? They're having a rough day. They feel like they're going to go back to using. They come and get a tattoo. You know, they get the same euphoria of spending money on an impulse decision. And they get to tell me about their day, about their week. And it just feels really good to be able to do that for my community, as well as it keeps me accountable as well.
Absolutely.
It keeps me from giving to those inner demons.
Doing that. And what is, you know, when you're trying to keep people away from addiction, this is a good last question. Positivity is important, right? Because you guys if you start laying into woe is me, you guys are going to go back being addicts again.
That's exactly the recipe, right? If you are already feeling vulnerable and someone else says to you, yeah, well, you know what? Life has been rough. The first thing you're probably going to think of doing is going back to using. So if you're surrounded by positivity, someone else who knows the struggle as well, and at the end of the day, that's probably going to be the last thing on your mind. Plus, you get to work at a new tattoo.
Evan, is there a place people can find information, at least on your tattoo place, especially if they're in Toronto, to go check you out and stuff like that?
Yeah, you can check out our website. It's www.cbtattoos.com, or we're on Instagram, Crash and Burn Tattoos is the handle. And on there, you'll find every artist that works here, myself included, which is wizard_tattooer on Instagram. And people can feel free to give us a follow, check out the work, send us a message, and I'd love to meet some new people.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me on the show, buddy.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.